to become a high-capacity leader? Do you want a worship team that exudes excellence no matter what? Do you want your worship team to sound like the band straight off of the album? Then this podcast is not for you. There are so many leadership podcasts that promise to make you the best leader around. But what if God has more for you? What if God just wants you to be the best version of yourself? I'm no fan of cookie-cutter ministry styles simply because they don't really work. This is a place where you will hear from real worship leaders that are walking in their God calling. This is a podcast for everyone else. This is the Worship Never Sleeps podcast. So, who is this guy? Well, my name is Ryan McNair, and I just want to thank you real quick for listening to this podcast. A few things about me. Well, I'm a worship pastor at Life Church in Gulfport, Mississippi. Go Gulf Coast. We've had like 18,000 hurricanes this year. Married to Carissa for almost 6 years. We have a son named Josiah who is a bundle of energy. He's almost two. We have a dog named Pippin, after the Lord of the Rings character, not Scottie Pippin, and a cat named Cat. So why another worship podcast? Well, several reasons. I struggled so much with my calling early on in my life that I doubted myself so much. And then when I finally got into a worship leadership role, I was so insecure that it was affecting my entire team. So I want this podcast to be something that is empowering, is emboldening, and it's not another leadership podcast that tells you if you can't do X, Y, and Z, then you'll never make it. I'm sick and tired of that. If God calls you to do something, He's going to equip you exactly the way He wants you. Now, yes, you have to grow, you have to change, you have to stretch yourself, but you don't need to feel like a failure because you're not leading at a church that's running 2,000, 5,000 plus, whatever is. There's a mark in your mind that if I was ever at a church that's X big, I would be a good leader, a great leader. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can be a great leader at a church of 20, 50, 75, 100. It doesn't matter the size. What matters is your heart.